And
great song. I dedicate that song to my daughter, Julie Elias. Happy birthday today, Julie. Now, you're just into your 30s, and you're a vegan. I'm so proud of you because you've really moved into health. You do listen to your dad, me, and you have learned from so many different methods of going to health shows and so forth. A lot of love, honey. You're beautiful. You got into music young. I know you like Celine Dion and you like Whitney. I like them both too. And I love you especially. So, Julie, happy birthday to you. You're wonderful. And I'll see you tonight for dinner. All right. For everyone else, I'm Bobby Elias. Our show is Let's Create a Better World every Wednesday, 5:00 Eastern Time. We're going to be speaking with Luann Panessi today. She works with Gary Null. Just did a retreat recently. Great holistic health counselor. A lot of things we're going to talk about today with Luann. About the retreat recently, about a whole lifestyle for people to live and eat and live happily and longevity, too. We're going to talk about all those things. I have some requests that people want to talk about hygiene, and they want to talk about clutter. So we're going to do all that with Luann today. First, let me just make a couple quick announcements. Next week is the Age of the Goddess. That would be May the 2nd on a Wednesday. The Age of the Goddess is about the awakening of the female power, and we're going to talk about the birthing of the new age with Veronica Gabrielle. So be sure to tune in for that show. And so the following week will be the week of Mother's Day, and we have some good things lined up for you. I'll let you know, not only in the promos, but when we start the show next week. So also, for those of you that want to hear this show or any show on your computer or laptop, the way to get to it is, the name of our show is Let's Create a Better World. Podbean, Podbean, B-E-A-N, .com. Okay? And I'll give the phone number at the end of the show. So let's get on with the show. Our guest, Luann Panessi, I just mentioned some about her. She can talk more about herself, but we want to get right into the show. Luann, thanks for coming on. Welcome again. We love you.
Oh, thank you, Bobby. It's my pleasure. Yeah, we just came off a very, very exciting retreat here in Texas, just amazing results that we got. People were here for 1 or 2 weeks, and we had a young woman who was stricken with MS who couldn't walk a half a block in Manhattan, and then she had to sit and rest. And at the end of the 2 weeks, she did a 27-mile marathon.
Wow.
And I can assure you that she doesn't have MS, but we're going to get all medical records to show that. I have a man with lung cancer, end-stage lung cancer, who is in hospice, and he's been working with us. He was at the October retreat. He came back to this retreat, and he is doing absolutely terrific, great work with him as well. And he changed his whole attitude. And he changed his diet. He's exercising. So he's doing great things. And all of his lung masses are shrinking down to nothing. So we have a lot of wonderful individual cases. I had a woman that came down that after 2 weeks, she was very, very overweight. She lost 20 pounds in 2 weeks, and her blood sugar went between 300 and 315 all the way down to 89. And that's just being here for 2 weeks. Now, why would, how does something like that happen? Well, for a lot of reasons. And first of all, you don't have to believe everything that conventional medicine tells you. Their job in conventional medicine is to look at a bunch of symptoms and give you a diagnosis based on your symptoms. And then they will treat you with synthetic drugs or tell you there's nothing they can do. So the way we feel is that we look at the root causes of imbalances and then we deconstruct them one step at a time. And Gary spends an awful lot of time, Gary Null, spends an awful lot of time on the person's meaningfulness in their life and why we do what we do. And a lot of the times, Bobby, we do things just out of habit. We get up and have a cup of coffee in the morning or two or three. And then we go to work. And, you know, we're all stressed out at work and we don't make enough money to make ends meet. And so we're stressed out about paying bills and everything is angst and stress. And one of the first things we learn here at retreat is that there really is no stress at all. Stress is us creating angst, emotional angst over people and events that we have no control over. Basically, we learn that in life there's two things. There's good information to which we need to respond. You have cancer, you have MS. You have arthritis, you're overweight. It's good information. And it's just your body screaming for your attention. And the rest of life is free live entertainment. And the free live entertainment are the people and events you have no control over. Absolutely none. So instead of personalizing people and events you have no control over, put your attention on what you need to do to make to respond to information you have, whether it's your body begging your attention, or it's an unfulfilling relationship, or an unfulfilling job. And it's time to step back and reflect on exactly what you're doing and why you're doing it, and are you happy doing what you're doing? Are you contributing to the planet? Are you making the world a better place because you got here? And it could be with your art. It could be with a skill. It could be with any number of things. So your sense of purpose and a feeling of passion is something that we help people to get focused on. And Gary will tell you right off the bat, at the very first day of orientation, that healing is all about where you're putting your energy. If you're putting your energy on what's wrong with your life and your relationships and your body and wah, 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 and everything is negative, then that's what you're going to get more of. If you put your energy on where you want to go, who you want to be, and you start really deconstructing those things in your life that are unhealthy for you, there's an amazing energy shift that happens. When I first went to Gary's retreat in Tioga, Texas, I remember Gary saying one night, well, one of the things you need to do is get rid of all the toxic people in your life. So I said, yeah, well, I'm going to have to quit my job then. And he paused and he said, yes. And I'm thinking, well, I have to make money. I have a mortgage. I have car payments. I have utilities. How? Can't just leave my job. And he said, okay. But then I began to reflect on that because there's plenty of time to be in silence. And that was one thing, of course, being Italian, I was not used to being in silence. And there was a lot of silence. We're in silence when we eat. There are buildings that are completely silent. So that I had a lot of time to sit and reflect and journal and really rethink what the heck I was doing with my life. And I came to the conclusion that I was making a lot of money for the American Hospital Association and the American Medical Association and the Food and Drug Administration. And even though they were giving me good pay and lots of perks, I wasn't helping anyone. I wasn't helping anyone because I never saw people get well. And I just thought either they've got a really good racket going on or we are completely dumbfounded by disease. And we have no idea why these people are getting diseased and what we can do to help them. And that's when I started realizing that I don't need to be in the hospital anymore. And when I was diagnosed with my own cancer, I ran the oncology units. I knew what the game was, and I wasn't going to go there anymore. I was done with that. So I had my position terminated, and I went on a quest to learn about integrative and alternative medicine. And the only reason I could do that was because I had the determination and I had the self-confidence and the self-esteem to say, I got a good head on my shoulders. I know who I am. I know what good I can do for the world. I didn't become a nurse to shovel synthetic drugs down people's throats and start their IVs to put, you know, chemotherapy in their veins. There's a better reason I became a nurse. And the good news is that I needed to work in conventional medicine for the years I did, the 18 years that I did, so that I had a very clear picture of what's going on in conventional medicine. It's a very fear-based, patriarchal system. And it's all based in pharmacology, synthetic drugs, diagnostic testing. Certainly the emergency services, the diagnostic testing are all high-tech and wonderful. So I always encourage people, start out with a conventional doctor and get a good diagnosis, because that's what they do. Once you get a diagnosis, you come to me and we'll deconstruct what created this imbalance in your body. So that's what I ended up doing. And I never looked back. And even though I had a severance package for 6 months, I figured out various ways to generate revenue. I did what I really enjoyed, which was public speaking and individual consulting. And that's what I do to this day. I've been doing it for 26 years. So I've been a nurse for over 40 years. And for the past 26 years, I've had the incredible privilege of helping Gary Null to create and upgrade all of his special protocols for people.
Yes,
and I have had the absolute joy of witnessing people reverse chronic illnesses that conventional medicine cannot touch. They can't touch it. They don't know. It's not in their indoctrination. Very, very important stuff to get. So I encourage people to step back and take a look at their life. One of the most important things that you need to develop as a human being, besides high levels of self-esteem and self-confidence, is a sense of self-discipline. Creating challenges for yourself, and certainly walking out of a six-figure job, was an incredible challenge for me. But I was ready to rise up to it because I had 18 years of a fear-based patriarchal system, and I was sick of it. I was sick of the people, the backstabbing people. I was sick of having to kiss up to an administration that was really not interested in the patients that whose lives I was responsible for. I was tired of it. And I finally stepped up and got out of there.
Wow.
And it takes different things for different people. So I did develop self-discipline, and I was very focused on achieving what I wanted to achieve. So do you have anything to share up to this point?
Yes, I do. First, let our listeners know we're speaking with Luann Panessi here on Let's Create a Better World about health, and she's wonderful. Excuse me. Luann came to Los Angeles quite a bit between 8 and 15 years ago to our meetings. That's why we know her real well, and that's why I'm lucky to have her on the show once in a while, because a lot of the people in the L.A. area that still remember Luann when she came here to speak to our group once or twice a year. I think it was more like twice a year. And always great, great stuff, representing Gary, representing everything that we talk about in holistic health. And you're one of the best in the world, Luann. But here's what I wanted to ask you. You mentioned one of the new people that came, one of the first people that came to the retreat, and you said MS. For our listeners, multiple sclerosis is what it is, right? And tell us what it is so they'll know what it is.
Multiple sclerosis is an autoimmune illness. Autoimmune means your immune system is confused, and it starts to attack different parts of the body. With MS, you're sclerosing your own nerves and muscles, so you lose your balance very easily. You don't have the muscle coordination you once did. your joints become stiff. Another autoimmune illness is Parkinson's disease, fibromyalgia, arthritis. Right. This is all the immune system is, for arthritis, your immune system is attacking your joints. So you can't move your joints. They get all stiff and they get gnarled and filled with scar tissue. So, and it's just because your body is confused. It doesn't know what's the enemy and what's friendly. It doesn't recognize that this is your own cells. What are you doing? So basically what we need to do is we need to ascertain what created this. And autoimmune illnesses are caused by one of three or four things. One is heavy metal toxicity, severe heavy metal toxicity. And most of us have it, and we don't know it. And especially out there in L.A., Bobby, you've got all kinds of particulates in the air. You have all kinds of aluminum. You have all kinds of other debris, arsenic, that gets settled into the body. And the immune system doesn't know what to do with it, and all of a sudden the immune system gets confused and starts eating up your own tendons. So heavy metals is one cause. Viruses, the presence of viruses, herpes, 1, 2, and 6, Epstein-Barr, cytomegalovirus, which are all types of herpes viruses, Coxsackie virus, mycoplasma, chlamydia pneumonia, Lyme's disease. There's so many different viruses. And when your body is busy building the antibodies for these viruses, the liver gets exhausted and it starts getting confused. It starts making antibodies against your own tissue. So, you know, that's about the other thing. And the third thing is what we call the gut biome. And that means you might have fungus in the intestine, the yeast, parasites. So you need to be sure that you're keeping the GI tract, the stomach and the intestines and the large intestine clean. And you need to get good, healthy prebiotics, probiotics. And if you're over 50, you should be taking some kind of digestive enzyme to help you digest your food. So you're giving your body what it needs to work on your behalf. So that's a little summary about autoimmune illnesses. So how do we deconstruct them? You start out by detoxing the liver with green juices. You want to give your body healthy nutrition because a lot of our problems come from our unhealthy diets with coffee and burgers and fries and alcohol and, you know, the chips and junk food and fast food. It's not healthy for the human body to have that in it. Doesn't know what to do with it.
Right.
So,
Luann?
Yeah.
Yeah. If I may change the subject a little bit. We had some of the people that we talked about earlier that used to come out here to Los Angeles, and we had big meetings, 50, 60 people at times, to listen to you. And then when Gary came, it was huge. But one of the questions that they asked me to ask you was, and I know you haven't spoken with us on this show. You come on this about every 3 months with us, and we love you for it. One of the things you used to speak about before, two items, but one is clutter. And we've been asked by someone, can you speak on clutter? We talked about it on this show, but we'd like to get your offerings on that, please.
Sure. Well, the first question you want to ask is, why do we have clutter? Why is it even something we have to talk about? Right?
Right.
And one of the reasons is that when we hoard things and we have things, we think that we have abundance. There's a very fine line between having what you need and hoarding what you don't need. But when you have a lot of things, you feel like you're going to live longer because you have more to take care of, and that you have abundance in your life. So if you don't have monetary abundance, our tendency is to hang on. We want to hang on to things, right?
Right.
So sometimes we just don't have the time to keep track of things. Many times we have emotional attachments to our things.
Right.
And, you know, and I always say, don't throw away something that you love. I have a stuffed animal that sits on my bed every single day. And my Czechoslovakian grandfather went to one of these carnivals in the Bronx. I was born in the Bronx. And he put a dime on every single number so I could get this little bear with a little baby bear clinging to it. So a stuffed animal from 1957. And I held on to this thing for like 3 years of my life. It was my best friend, this little stuffed animal. And the fact that he just put a dime on every single number just so I could get that stuffed animal, to me, that was just unconditional love in the moment.
Yes.
So I'm going to tell you, it's hideous looking in 2018. But it sits on my bed every day to remind me how loved I was and still am. So I would never throw that away, you know, and when I get buried in my green burial, it's going to go in the cotton bag with me, I think. So if you have an emotional attachment to something, keep it. But then there are 100 other stuffed animals I collected over my lifetime that I gave away when I had a yard sale. A kid runs over and grabs it and says, oh, can I have this, mommy, please, please? And the mother says, no, I can't afford it. I give it to them. I just give it to them. I'm thrilled to have another child enjoy what I used to enjoy. So if you have an emotional attachment to something, hold on to it. But really think about that. Is it really an emotional attachment, or is it that tendency to hold on to everything? The other reason why we don't unclutter, Bobby, is because we procrastinate. If your tendency is to put things off, put things off, put things off, then you're always going to put things off, and it'll never get done.
Yeah.
So the other thing that happens is as we generate more money, we tend to spend more. Yeah? Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
So that's another tendency we have. We think, well, if we have money, then let's go and spend it and get stuff.
People are buying things all the time and they bring them home. Go ahead. I have something to say on this too, but go ahead.
Yeah, sometimes we buy things that we really don't need.
Absolutely.
And here's one. Maybe we could use this someday. I've had people, artists and whatnot, save things and thinking they're going to use it someday. And if you don't use it someday, now you have a house full of clutter. And the chances are better than good that if you drop dead, someone's going to have to go in there and clean all that shit up. So it's good if you just kind of keep things organized and make it easy.
Right. That's right.
And then, sometimes people are brought up by pack rats, by hoarders. And so they get that habit. So these are just some reasons why people don't unclutter. But I'm going to give you a very easy way to start. Very easy. You ready?
Yes, please.
First thing you do is sort your mail every single day. Just sort it out. So get rid of the stuff that you're never going to read. Get rid of the commercial stuff you're not going to pay attention to. Get your bills in order, right? And have everything organized with your mail every single day. Go through your medicine cabinet and get rid of expired medications. I say, people should go through their vitamins. I have like 12 bins of vitamins in my closet. And once a month, I go through them, and I say, what am I taking? What do I not need? Get rid of it. If it's expired, get rid of it, right? Get rid of expired coupons. And if you have clothes that don't fit or they're not working for you anymore, make it a point to set a date every month to donate stuff. Just donate it. And then ladies or transgenders or whoever you are, toss out old makeup and sunscreen and things like that that are expired and you're not using it. If there's a little bit left in it and it's expired, get rid of it. Sometimes we hang on to things that are broken, thinking we're going to fix it someday. Chances are better than good we're not going to fix them. Get rid of them. Have that old socks. I'm lucky. I have a cockatoo. And if I have a hole in my sock, I hang it up in his cage and I load it up with walnuts and almonds so he can hunt around in there. So my socks get reused by my bird. But, if you have old socks or unpaired socks, get rid of them. Another thing we tend to hold on to is old calendars. Get rid of your old calendars. You're not going to need them. After 7 years, throw them out. All right? Now, here's a big one. When's the last time you all went through your refrigerator?
Yes, yes. That's right.
Yeah, well, that's one of my things. You know, I moved into a barn dominium here in Texas. Now, yes, I know, a barn dominium. It's a barn that was turned into a theater, and now it's turned into a house. So I happen to have a commercial kitchen, and I have a huge commercial refrigerator. And I'm thinking, how am I going to ever fill this refrigerator? Well, guess what? It's filled. I have to regularly go through and look all the way in the back and pull out all the stuff back there. I didn't even know I had half this stuff. You got to remove spoiled food, get rid of it, keep your refrigerator clean and organized. How about tools? Throw out rusted tools, tools that you're never going to use, things that are broken, get rid of them. That's how you start. That's an easy start. And then the best way to keep it going is, you know, start going room by room. This is time for spring cleaning. This is the perfect time. Or organize your car. Go through your trunk, your glove compartment, vacuum the inside of your car. They have those lovely wipes that you can just wipe down the inside, clean the windows, right? Get your car cleaned up. And if you have loose things, like I have one big metal container with just things that I find, screws, nuts, bolts. I don't know what half this stuff is. I find this stuff in my house. I stick it in there. And if it doesn't match with something after a while, I get rid of it. I always say, make a yard sale box. I moved from New York a year and a half ago. And I combined my mom's household with my household. And it was a lot of stuff. And I'm still going through her boxes, but I have so many boxes to donate to Goodwill now. So that's what you got to do. Create a yard sale box and just put yard sale. Have a yard sale or donate it. Another cool thing to do is the night before garbage day is a great time to go around and throw things out because you know you're going to get rid of it the next day. Another great time to throw things out or unclutter is when you're really angry. You know why? Because it helps you make fast decisions. When you're really angry, you don't sit and ponder. You just get rid of stuff. And that moving your body like that and throwing things away helps you to disperse your anger. Sometimes people have friends help them. You know, when I was moving, I had to move my mom's entire household. And I had friends come over, and my brother came down, and everybody helped. Getting everything's organized and thrown away. Of course, there's my mother. No, don't throw that out. That's my good Tupperware. It was Tupperware from 1953, and the plastic was peeling around the outside. She didn't want to part with it. So now I know where I used to get my hoarding tendencies from. We got rid of them in the garbage. And another thing to do while you're uncluttering is put on some great music.
Yes.
It's terrific when you have good music playing. It kind of helps you lighten up, right? And I also want to remind people, when you're uncluttering, it's a good time to give thanks for your abundance. Because just because you're getting rid of things doesn't mean that you're in poverty. It just means you're unloading. You're less to be responsible for. Just get rid of it, right? And, of course, the best way to unclutter is to relocate.
Yes,
when I was moving, right, when you move from one place to another and you've got to be responsible for all that stuff, you either sell it or donate it or throw it out. And then if you're going to use it, box it up and put a label on it. Boy, did that make moving easy. You move less stuff when you unclutter.
I just moved.
Up until now.
Yeah, Luann, I moved about 7 weeks ago, and moving, you know, I go out every night, every day, I mean, and I go to meetings, I pick up magazines, newspapers, special things, all kinds of stuff. People give me clothes to give, because I do feed the homeless food, and I give them clothes. So I have all this extra stuff, and sometimes it just piles up more and more and more. So when I moved, I made it a point to, I had trash cans nearby, and I got rid of a lot of stuff, because anything over a year, and I'm talking about newspapers and magazines and just notes and stuff from health shows and stores and all kinds of stuff of that sort. It added up. And so I said, anything that's over 6 months or a year, I'm going to get rid of. And I did. Luann, I got rid of 60-70% of everything I had, and I feel so good. You've said this before. I remember you said, it's a great feeling. It's good for your health to get rid of stuff. And I want to tell one more story quickly before we move on to the next subject. Dr. Schultz here in Los Angeles that tells a story, and I'm telling this story because I have a friend that lives in a house. His parents died some years ago, and he's got stuff in every room that belonged to his parents, and he's still there. He doesn't want to get rid of it for some reason. So here's what Dr. Schultz said. He said what he had a patient that came in, a lady that her son had died, and she left this her son's room as a shrine. It kept it real clean and real nice and shiny, and she just but the woman had cancer, and it got worse and worse. So Dr. Schultz said, you need to get rid of everything in that room and get rid of any thoughts about your son. He's gone. He's not around. It's the past. Let it go, and you'll get healthier. She did, and she cleared it up and got well from cancer. So there's some good reasons why get rid of stuff. And if you're not going to do a move, then I suggest, and I'm sure you'll agree, then pick a spring cleaning time or a place for where just one by one, pick half an hour once or twice a week or something, an hour, and just get rid of stuff. Put out front where they pick up the trash. So anyway, the next question, unless you have any more thoughts on that, the next thing that some of our listeners have asked me to ask you is hygiene. We haven't spoken about that in a while. On our show, we speak about everything, including that. But you have a really great spiel on hygiene. So could you give that to our listeners, please?
Sure. Well, you know, I always ask people to look at personal hygiene products as well as dental hygiene. So for dental hygiene, I would say get a non-fluoride toothpaste. I happen to like electric toothbrushes, but some people don't. Regular toothbrush is fine. Soft is always best. Floss every night, very, very important. And I use an alcohol-free mouthwash, and I bought 35% food-grade peroxide, and in each bottle I put maybe not even a capful of food-grade peroxide, and that really, really gets in and disinfects the mouth. So oral hygiene is critical. And, you know, you should be flossing at least once a day, if not twice. And you should always be brushing your teeth before you go to bed. Every tooth in the head correlates to a different area, a different organ of the body. So never go to bed without flossing and brushing and rinsing. So other things about environmental hygiene and personal. You want environmental or personal?
Both, if you could.
Oh, okay. Well, let's talk about deodorants, please. You want to use deodorants that have baking soda. They have these crystal sticks. See, what happens is with standard conventional deodorants, they are using aluminum products to block the pores under the armpit. Those pores are supposed to be purging toxins out of the body. So if you're blocking them, yes, you'll be drier, and the bacteria there is there for a reason, right? So if you're blocking all that, then all you're really doing is you're preventing toxins from leaving the body. So the first thing when people come to me with breast cancer or lymphoma, the first thing I tell them to do is stop using conventional deodorants. Use a natural deodorant or use baking soda. Because what that will do is it's not going to clog the pores, but it's going to dry out the pores so you can still purge toxins out. And you'll notice that the more natural your diet, the more organic your diet, the less dead flesh that gets in your body, meat, poultry, dairy products. When you get that stuff out of the body, your underarms just don't smell that bad. So it's easy to put a little baking soda under the armpit. So that's deodorant. Cleansers, you want to try things that don't have all those crazy chemicals. I mean, Alba is a good one, Aveeno. There's a lot of brands out there now, a lot of natural brands that don't use harsh chemicals and parabens and things like that. So there's natural face washes. You know, cake soaps unfortunately harbor microbes in the soap dish. I happen to like the pump dispensers that are foam, the foam pump dispensers. Mrs. Meyer's Clean Day is one of my favorites. She has a basil formula and geranium and watermelon, and it's just wonderful. So I would say try and find something natural like that. What else?
Bathroom?
One of the things, one of the things that's very important, and Gary talks about this a lot, is after you move your bowels or after you urinate, if you're at home, get one of those natural moist wipes and really clean yourself instead of, get wherever Gary sits. He brings paper towels with him to the movies or a newspaper to sit on the newspaper because he doesn't know, how clean the ashes were of the people that were there before. He's a very funny man. Anyway, that's just something else to think about. You want to make sure that you keep yourself, very clean and not just, wiping with toilet tissue. Yes, that'll get the big chunks off, but what about what's the rest of the stuff that's there? It's good to give yourself a good washing after you move your bowel. So that's very good. You want to avoid using talcum powder. That's very, very important. What about insect repellents? There are natural insect repellents that don't have all kinds of harsh chemicals to the skin. And there's also watermelon-based sunless tanners instead of having to go out in the sun. I haven't been out in the sun in 22 years. So, I grew up on a boat on the south shore of Long Island, and we used to go out on the boat, and I didn't think about sunburn at all, and I got a lot of sunburn and a lot of suntans. And then when I started learning about skin cancer, I said, forget it, I'm not going out in the sun. I mean, I was one of these people that would go out there and lay in the pool on the float and, hope sun, tanned my skin so I would look, all healthy. Yeah, well, you don't look healthy when your skin is all dried out and wrinkly. So there you go. Then also skincare. Use natural-based products that use things like alpha hydroxy acids, fruit extracts. Exfoliate your skin regularly. Moisturize every day. Use a healthy sunscreen. Those things are terrific. There's an author, Deborah Lynn Dadd, D-A-D-D, Deborah Lynn Dadd. She has a beautiful book called The Non-Toxic Home and Office and Home Safe Home. And she talks about all non-toxic things to use, cleansers, laundry detergents. Seventh Generation had some great stuff. Like I said, I happen to like Mrs. Meyer's Clean Day. I happen to love all the products. There's hand soap. There's laundry detergents. There's sprays for cleaning surfaces. Then there's... Method is very good, M-E-T-H-O-D, Method. And what else? The Honest Company is also a very good one. I'm trying to think of some other ones. Cleanwell is very good. J.R. Watkins has some very nice natural cleansers. They have window cleaners, surface cleaners, toilet bowl cleaners, and as does Mrs. Meyer's Clean Day. So there are some really good products out there that are using chemically safe things. I encourage everyone to try and use a natural laundry detergent.
Right.
More things that are environmentally safe, because too many people are using things that are, we continue to pollute our groundwater terribly, terribly. And also, by the way, those dryer sheets? Mrs. Meyer's Clean Day makes dryer sheets with all natural things in it that are terrific. And they're not that much more expensive. So these are just a couple of things that could help in terms of personal hygiene and environmental health. Certainly, I encourage everyone to throw out microwave ovens. They are terrible. They make foods carcinogenic. There's nothing good about irradiating your food. It seems okay, but it's not, unfortunately.
Yep.
So I encourage everyone to get, especially in L.A., to have water purification.
Yes.
Roy Spicer is based in Florida. He's the person that designs all of Gary Null's products, and he can help you with water purification and air purification, which is also critical out there. So if you call Roy Spicer, he can tell you exactly, if you tell him where you live, he'll tell you exactly what's in your groundwater. Now, I was from Long Island, and we had the nuclear power plant taken down in Brookhaven, and it was done very shoddily. So all of our groundwater was nuked. And in addition to that, you know, they used to find syringes on the shore in, on Long Island from all the hospitals that dumped their hospital waste into the Great South Bay. And that is a shame because we have medication metabolites in our groundwater. And it's so unfortunate. And now, of course, they're spraying for mosquitoes all over the place, mm-hmm. not to mention the chemtrails and the garbage they're dumping on our environment. All that stuff seeps into the ground and gets into the groundwater. Mm-hmm. So you want to make sure you have a good air purifier. And they come in various types. You can get something very high-end, or you can get the super budget one, you know, depending mm-hmm. on your needs. So that's another thing to think about is air purification and water purification. In fact, my first air purifier that I got from Roy Spicer was a reconditioned one because I couldn't afford a brand new one. So I got a reconditioned one for half the price. So, right. You know, creative people always figure it out. I got my first juicer. It was a Jack LaLanne juicer that I got at a yard sale for $10. So you'd be amazed the yes. great values you can find out there. Or you can go up on eBay or Craigslist. There's lots of things that you can get that aren't super expensive.
Right.
So, Luann, you know, think about that. Yeah.
Yes. Finishing up on hygiene, because I want to talk about some other things, and our time is moving fast. One thing that you said several years ago was really, really hit home, and something that I teach people. When you go to the toilet and people flush the toilet, if they leave the lid up, which most people do, then all that stuff flies into the – you can't see it. It's a small spray. It goes into the whole bathroom, including the toothbrushes, et cetera, et cetera. Say a few words on that, please.
Well, you just said it all.
I
whenever
so.
You flush a toilet, you're creating microcellular spray that goes all over everything. And I don't care if you're a man or a woman, you got to put the whole toilet seat down.
Down. Mm-hmm.
And then flush, you know, and of course you got to make sure that if you're in especially a public bathroom that you're not leaning back on the toilet seat, because who knows on that.
Oh, God.
So, and I encourage people to just take regular rubbing alcohol and just wipe down their toilet seats every day. And I even wipe down under my toilet seat every day with alcohol. Alcohol requires friction, but it kills everything.
Yes. Okay. Luann, give the contact information, and I think we still have a few more minutes for last-minute thoughts on your part. Tell people how they can reach you, and if you can read it slowly, because we have people that ask me to tell the guest so they can take down the information. As you know, some people are older.
Surely.
Right. Okay. So could you?
Sure. My number is 903-883-881-7008. So 903-881-7008. So they can go to my website, metropolitanwellness.com. That's metropolitanwellness.com. Got my background, my bio, credentials, wonderful testimonials from people I've worked with. So take a look, and, you know, if anyone wants me to help them to really transcend any chronic conditions that they have, if they're sick and tired of being sick and tired, give me a call. So that's 903 881-7008.
And I urge the listeners to call Luann if you have a question or a problem. She can help you. If you remember, a few months ago, had the lady with she was sick with leukemia, and you really helped them a lot. And they're moving on, and she's getting well. I've been working with them too, and we can't thank you enough for that. But we have a few minutes left. How about 4 or 5 minutes of just last minute thoughts, last minute ideas on how? Well, I like to always use that time to motivate people to get out and change their life. So if you could give us, let's say, 3 or 4 minutes, please. Okay.
Well, I can't motivate anyone to change their life, but they can certainly motivate themselves.
Right.
People are going to listen to you when they're looking for help to get themselves to live at a much higher level. And there are really 7 things that are going to influence your state of well-being. And one is your genetic makeup. Can't do much with it. If you don't like what you were born with, do what you got to do to fix it. If you want to have surgery or whatever, do what you feel like doing so that you feel better about yourself. The next thing is, number one in my mind, is what Gary talks about all the time, and that's having peace of mind about who you are and what the heck you're doing on this planet. Have a sense of purpose and passion. Develop that skill of self-discipline, focusing on achievements. Understand that you have a capacity for unconditional love and connectedness to everything around you. We have a butterfly hut here, and the butterflies, as soon as they come out of their cocoon, the first thing they see is a human being. So they're very comfortable around people. So people can go in the butterfly hut and sit down, and a butterfly will just come and land on your hand. And people suddenly realize that we're connected to everything.
Yeah.
Be able to be playful and curious and spontaneous and laugh a lot. And, you know, we have a lot of good material out there to crack us up. I mean, you've got to agree with me there, Bobby.
Oh, yes.
You know,
sure.
Engage in hobbies and activities that make you lose track of time. And just make the conscious choice of being happy every day. And then I ask people to process your emotional trauma from the past. People say, well, I'm like this because of how I was abused growing up. Well, take a ticket and get online. Most all of us were abused growing up, either sexually, emotionally, or physically. And that's the crappy tools our parents had. They didn't have self-help books. They only got what their parents, which most of them were immigrants, they got from their parents. And it was a patriarchal, abusive, fear-based environment.
Right.
It's just them. They're free live entertainment. They did the best they could with the crappy tools. Allow yourself to just unload all that garbage already and know that you're here today, now, and you have choices. Make sure you're relaxed every day. If someone is upsetting you, let them know how you feel. It doesn't mean you have to do a character assassination on them. Just let them know how you feel. And you can start deconstructing these toxic relationships because you can't change people. No, no, you cannot. You can't change them. They can only change themselves, but you can set boundaries with them. So do set boundaries with people when you need to. And don't personalize anything that anyone says about you. And understand that people see you, they believe you at your own estimation. So when people ask, how are you? You make sure you say, I am the magnificent expression of all that is. I am fabulous.
That's
and
right.
People will believe you and they'll treat you that way. Take care of your body. Pay attention to healthy, organic nutrition. Plant-based is the best. Give your body a treat and get some green juices in there to detox the liver and give you and alkalize your body and oxygenate your brain. Exercise. Move your body. Enjoy sexual activity. We have so many taboos around sex in this country. You know, enjoy your sexual activities. You don't have to go out in the streets and flaunt it, but enjoy it at home, in the privacy of your home.
Right.
Watch the quality of your breath. Make sure that you're keeping the colon nice and clean. You're moving your bowels regularly. Pay attention to your posture. Are you hunched over? You know, do you need to go to a chiropractor? Stand up straight. Walk with your chin up, right? Make sure you're getting enough sleep. And if you've had physical trauma, respond to it. Take care. and rehabilitate so that you're back up to speed again. Pay attention to your environment, the climate of your home, your workplace, your car, or any transportation. Pay attention to personal hygiene, environmental hygiene, unclutter, get organized. Get rid of environmental toxins like electromagnetic fields and radiation. Keep your environment clean and be very aware of heavy metal exposure and get rid of those metals with things like chlorella and intravenous chelation. And then, of course, finally, it's all about your energy fields. And it's a whole area that I can spend a whole show on, but it's about grounding your energy and practicing consciousness with some kind of a daily meditation or relaxation. You can look into Chinese medicine. You can read about chakras. Really do everything with great intention, coming from a place of love and not fear and insecurity. These are the important things.
Wow,
releasing
nice.
Any pain from the past. And then, of course, you want to have a healthy budget. You have to learn how to generate revenue and how to spend your money wisely so that you're not stuck with this incredible debt.
Wow, so this is great.
That's the things that influence your state of well-being. And you look for your weak links, you overcompensate for them, and you go out there and you have some fun.
Great overall show and everything. And when we get you on again, hopefully in 3 months or so, one of the things you touched on at the very end was what we love to talk about is get out to nature, go to the park, look at the squirrel. You mentioned butterflies. There's birds, there's squirrels, there's animals all over the place, there's plants. Walk, get out there, sit in a park and just look at all the wonderful. You see in New York, there's Central Park, there's other parks, and walk. And then I love what you said about relaxing. Next show, let's talk about more things along nature, relaxing, meditation, Chinese medicine, and love. These are some of our favorite subjects. So thank you so much, Luann. You've been wonderful as usual. And I'm glad we were able to keep our L.A. group happy because we have people that remember you from all the meetings you used to come out here. So thank you very much for being here.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed coming out there. And, it was a wonderful time, and I was glad I had the opportunity to meet everybody and be there with you.
Yes. Okay. Well, we love you. Thank you so much for everything, and we'll be talking to you again soon.
Okay. Thank you so much. All the best to everyone.
All right. Great. All right. We got to wrap it up here. We've only got a few minutes before the song comes on, so wanted to tell our listeners know that you can hear our previous shows on a thing called Let's Create a Better World Podbean, P-O-D, Bean, P as in Paul, O as in Oscar, D as in Dog, Bean, like in the kind of bean you eat. So Let's Create a Better World Podbean.com. And the phone number for the archives 24 hours a day is 701-719-0994. My phone number, feel free to call me. If you like the show, you didn't like it, or whatever you'd like to know about future shows or your ideas, call me, please, 323-770-1925. I am Bobby Elias, executive producer of this show and the host. And I have more people going to come and help me with the show. So I'll mention some names on the thank yous right now. But next week, our big show is going to be The Age of the Goddess, The Awakening of the Feminine Power, the birthing of the new age. So I'm going to thank the PRN staff, Jesse, and the engineer, Alex. I'm going to thank our LA group, Stuart, Lily, Lydia, and Greg. I'm going to thank you, the listeners, every Wednesday, 5 o'clock Eastern Time. Thank you.